Sokala Duma Radio.
Hey, welcome ladies and gents to the show, guys and girls. This is the Transfer Wrap and I'm your host Nkululeko Ngeo. As usual, we have an action-packed show today. There are transfer updates and news stories from the world of football. We'll play your opinions via the voice notes and the big question is, which teams are you backing to progress from the MTN 8 quarterfinals and why? And we must say, we thank the hundreds of fans who always respond massively to our posts on Facebook and the tons of voice notes we get every time we put the questions out on social media. We thank you very much for that. And we make sure that we reply by thanking them on WhatsApp as well. So that is the question. Which teams are you backing to progress from the MTN 8 quarterfinals and why? And unfortunately, we can't play all the voice notes, but throughout the show, you will hear from the fans. We'll also catch up with some of the teams in the MTN 8 to hear about their preparations.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Good morning, Sokala Duma. This is Terence Sepasopatana. I know, Mamelodi Sundowns has a very strong team, very strong squad. Pirates as well. They've made some good signings. But Chiefs, I don't know. I think Pirates, Chiefs, Frististas, and Maritzburg will go to the semifinals because by the looks of things, they have very strong squads. Even though Maritzburg didn't make so many signings. They just made Buchanan, but from what you've just observed last season, they were very strong, especially on counter. I think they will be deadly on the Sunday, Maritzburg. So come Saturday, Pirates, Sundowns, and Free State Stars will proceed to the next round.
Igama lami nguZakhele Gubheka, ngihlala Orlando West. Ngizokhuluma ngamathimu azophumelela kwi-MTN 8 quarter final. I-Sundowns vs Golden Arrows, i-Sundowns uzoyiwina igame. Kaizer Chiefs vs Free State Stars, i-Free State Stars uzoyiwina igame. Orlando Pirates vs SuperSport United, Orlando Pirates uzoyiwina igame. Maritzburg United vs Cape Town City, Cape Town City uzoyiwina igame. Ngiyabonga.
Well, as you can hear for yourself with some of the voice notes coming through, it seems like the big teams are the favorites to progress, but we shall see. There are always upsets in cup matches. Well, every Wednesday, you can get yourself a copy of the Sokala Duma newspaper for all the latest football stories and exclusive interviews with players and coaches. Here is what was covered on this week's newspaper. With the recent addition of Gaetano Tembo as the head coach of SuperSport United, Sokala Duma paper editor Vuyani Joni pens an editor's column speaking about how local coaches are not appreciated by the clubs. It's an interesting read. Do check it out. For better or for worse, the MTN 8 quarterfinals are here and there is a two-page spread on the paper focusing on the teams participating in the tournament and their head-to-head records. And on the Sia Khoboza special, Chipa United CEO Peter Kotroli speaks to us about the South African transfer market and how far it is from the international scene. He also talks about his size transfer dealings with Pirates. I'm sure you know now that there is some sort of a relationship between Chipa and Orlando Pirates with the exchange of players. Don't miss that one as well. Bivanazo spoke to former Chipa United and Kaizer Chiefs man David Zulu about his downward spiral as he was once a promising talent in Mzansi football. Do check that out as well. And lastly, Celine Abrams had a sit down with Ajax Cape Town coach Muhsin Ertuğrul, who is preparing for life in the jungle. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Ajax are going to be playing in the National First Division. And Muhsin Ertuğrul tells Celine Abrams that his side have accepted their fate and that they are ready for the National First Division Challenge. You'll catch all that content and much, much more on the latest edition of the Sokala Duma newspaper for only 3 rand 90 cents.
Good evening, everyone. I'm going to start for introducing myself. My name is Spetso Kubisa from Gamashu. And I will start for look the match between Kaizer Chiefs and Free State Stars. with Kaizer Chiefs for the Stars of this season, they are not doing well, and Fisher Stars, hopefully them, they are not doing well. I will see Kaizer Chiefs going through with that. They have quality players that they brought, and they are more capable when they attack. Yeah, and with the match with between Orlando Pirates and SuperSport, for the start of the season, Orlando Pirates are the better side, and they are more comfortable, they are more competitive, they are more they got everything that they can do, and they know how to attack, they know how to defend, and I saw Orlando Pirates are going through to the semi-final. Also in Mamelodi Sundowns, with quality players, they brought Themba Zwane, Gaston Sereno, Lebohang Maboe. So I think Mamelodi Sundowns, Orlando Pirates, Kaizer Chiefs, and the Cape Town City are going through to the semi-final. Then we'll see that. Yeah, thank you. And this season, I think Orlando Pirates and Mamelodi Sundowns will go back for the Absa Premiership by the end of the season.
My name is Togozo from Olundi. According to my view, the team that's going to take MTN8, I think it's Kaizer Chiefs. Because of the players that they signed in the preseason. And there are also young players who are hungry.
He's doing quite good this time.
For a trophy. And they have a coach who wants to prove a point to the fans. So I think they're going to surprise everyone. That is my thoughts. Thank you.
Yeah. And as I said, we thank everyone that sends the voice notes, as you can hear them coming on from the fans. We thank you very much for that, and your participation is always welcomed on Sokola Duma Radio. Moving right along then, the league matches are coming in steadily, and some of the coaches are already staring at the barrel of the gun. Fadlu Davids already has 2 losses from 2 games. So does Bulukwana City's Josef Vukusic. In case you missed it, here are some of the stories that made headlines in the world of football in the past 7 days. Lucas Radebe Jr. could be following in the footsteps of his father in England, with a teenager having been given a chance to impress at Leeds United. Radebe Senior is a club legend in Yorkshire, having spent over a decade playing for Leeds, achieving a level of stardom that has seen him have a beer, the Radebe beer, named after him, and a suit at Ellen Road named in his honour. According to sources, Radebe Jr., the 19-year-old striker, is spending around a week training with the club's under-23 on trial, with the youngster hoping to land himself a contract in the English Championship outfit. We hope that he succeeds in all his endeavors. Wishing the best of luck there. And then Sokola Duma has been notified that the South African Football Association has been in a meeting with the South African Broadcasting Corporation, the SABC, and SAFA are in a meeting. It was recently published that the SABC's current financial woes are threatening the broadcasting of all national team fixtures, with the potential blackouts looming. Now, sources close to the FA have revealed that both organizations are in a meeting, or in meetings rather, to try and resolve the matter. The SABC currently own the broadcast rights to broadcast Bafana Bafana, Banyana Banyana, and the SAB League National Championship, as well as the Junior National Team and ABC Motsepe League fixtures. We wish that could be resolved, because we can't not see Bafana Bafana. And the South African Football Players Union, SAFPU, is taking on Jomo Cosmos over the allegation of unpaid salaries of players at the National First Division club. SAFPU surprisingly arrived at Cosmos during one of their training sessions recently in an attempt to have a meeting with the players allegedly owed by the club. As confirmed by sources close to the club, some of the players at Cosmos have been reluctant to train with the team in another way for them to show their unhappiness about the alleged unpaid salaries. SAFPU have issued a statement claiming that the Ezenkosi tried to prevent them from talking to the players by locking the gates on their arrival at the team's training ground. That's very sad. And finally, David Zulu has been released by Baroka FC without even kicking a ball in an official match for the side. The former Kaizer Chiefs striker has been one of the new additions for the Limpopo outfit, with his signing confirmed last month. The 32-year-old forward was a notable absentee from coach Wetsin Nyirenda's lineup for Bagaga during the first team of the first match of the season against AmaZulu over the weekend. In further investigation, Sokala Duma has now learned that Zulu has surfaced at newly promoted National First Division side Maccabi FC, with their club coach Mukitsi Tsotetsi confirming that the player has arrived and is training with the team. Those are some of the stories that made headlines in the world of football. For more of them, of course, you can always go to www.sokaladuma.co.za.
I think the team that will progress in the MCN quarterfinals is Sanders gonna beat Golden Arrows, and Orlando Pirates is gonna beat SuperSport. Kaizer Chiefs is gonna beat Free Stars, and Bertrand Maris back in Cape Town City. I think Cape Town City is gonna win.
Yeah, anything is possible when it comes to cup. You know how those small teams stupid they are when it comes to the cup. But this time around, I have to go with the Brazilians. I mean, they have managed to collect such a big squad that they have. And as for Paris, they are a good side, performing so well. But SuperSport, you know, their history against them is not that much praising. Yeah, SuperSport and Santos, I'd go for them. They will manage to get to the final, and then the Brazilians will have to overcome.
I'm now joined on the line by communications or the media officer of Cape Town City, Julian Bailey. Julian, thank you very much for your time. Well, it wasn't really a good result over the midweek. How are you guys, or how have you guys prepared for the MTN 8 quarterfinal against Maritzburg United?
Yeah, it wasn't the result we wanted, but under the circumstances, it was a difficult trip at a difficult time, only 3 days after our opening league match. And to then travel to all the way to Polokwane from Cape Town was always going to take its toll on our players. You know, but having said that, we also picked up a couple of injuries in the match in SuperSport. We lost three defenders. We also lost Eko Medise. So, yeah, a couple of changes were forced on the coach. We had to give a debut to a 20-year-old Keanu Cupido. So he started at right back and then eventually went to centre-back. But now we get Ed Nielsen Dover back, at least for Sunday's game. We get Teko Madise back. So it strengthens us, you know, it strengthens us to travel again to Durban. And to have 3 days, three matches in just 8 days, it's quite demanding. So the players will have to pull together and to get a good result here.
Mm. All right, so you've confirmed Modise is back and Edmilson Dove is back. Before I let you go, are there any other injuries that are long-term perhaps, or were they just short-term niggles?
Yeah, Ibrahim Sudat and Kwanda Mgonyama are a little bit longer than the rest of them. They both picked up injuries in training, so they are expected to be back within the next 2 weeks, both of them. So, yeah, this is an opportunity for the other guys to play now, and when Sudat and Vanyama come back in the next 2 weeks, they strengthen us even further, and then we'll look to push on and keep getting the results we want.
And your message to your fans, and a message to Maritzburg United, perhaps a warning to them?
Nah, for our fans, obviously, we're going to all enjoy it on the TV. You know, but we still want to see them on social media making the same noise that they make in the stadiums. And yeah, just
a warning shot to Maritzburg United. I mean, they've lost back-to-back matches in the opening fixtures of the league and the midweek fixture. So there will be Father Davids will need a response from his team.
Yeah, absolutely. They'll look to bounce back, and as we know, cup competitions are a whole different ballgame. So yeah, we won't look too much into the league form, but yeah, we're coming there. We love the internet competition. We went to the final last year, so we're coming there to claim what's ours.
All right, then. Thank you very much, Julian, for giving us a few minutes of your time. We really appreciate it.
Not a problem, sir. Thanks very much, sir.
Hi, guys. How you doing? The name is Zeno. Well, to my perspective, the people who are going to win the cup, obviously, is Kaizer Chiefs, because they are the most hungry team throughout the whole 8 teams, because throughout the season, they haven't dropped seasons. They haven't won any single cup, so they should prevail as they are obvious champions, because they are much hungry and they need the cup to bring back the glory to nature. And thanks.
One of the teams that I personally feel that it will progress and go as far as the finals is my team, obviously, is Kaizer Chiefs. Based on how we have bought players and surely the players will also want to show for what they are capable of doing for the team, and based on the fact that we have entered this season knowing that we are coming from 3 seasons without a trophy or silverware, and surely the team will like to rectify that too. The other team that I think will go through as far as the same is maybe the final is Mamelodi Sundowns. Mamelodi Sundowns is capable, as we know, that according to stats, Mamelodi Sundowns, this is the only trophy so far that they would want to win as far as I'm concerned, because most of the trophies they've won in the previous years. Nedbank Cup, they have won it. Obviously, the league and obviously Telkom Knockout. Now, this one is the one that they will be eyeing. But what one should be also careful of is of taking for granted the teams that are also in the top 8, because they fought to be in the top 8 and they will do whatever it takes to go forward and to compete and to cut off with the results they need, because anything can happen in the limited 8. It's early in the season, teams have bought players, and teams would want to see what players they bought can bring forth to the team.
Well, can never be a transfer rep, actually, without us wrapping up the transfers. As we approach the middle of the month, that means that the time is running out for any teams that want to strengthen their squad. Let's take a glance now at the top transfer stories from the PSL over the past week. Al Ahly have confirmed that an offer has been tabled for Phakamani Mahlambi from an outside club, a club outside from Egypt, amidst talk of a move to Mamelodi Sundowns. The 20-year-old attacker joined the Egyptian side last year. However, he hasn't had the easiest of time in Cairo. He just made 12 appearances for the club in the Premier League, scoring only once, grabbing 5 assists. As confirmed on the club's official website, Al Ahly are considering a bid that has been tabled, insisting that the coach Patrice Carteron will determine the player's fate and will have the final say or the final response to the offer. And then moving on to SuperSport United, they have confirmed the signing of Zambian superstar Kampani Lungu. The 20-year-old, who was at Power Dynamos last season, came on trial with SuperSport earlier this year, and it appears that he did enough to impress Caetano Tembo and he got the deal. Lungu was impressive last season in the Zambian Premier League, scoring 16 goals and assisting 22 times. And then SuperSport United also confirmed that they have signed Pumlani Njanga, so the 23-year-old, from their rivals Bidvest. Orlando Pirates confirmed sending one of their youngsters out on loan, a young striker by the name of Lerato Lepasa, as he has completed a move on loan to National First Division side Stellenbosch FC. And finally, Kaizer Chiefs have confirmed that they've also done something similar in that they have sent their striker Yusuf Banting out on loan to Highlands Park for the rest of the season. Not a lot of movements, not a lot of transfers. Those were the top transfer stories that were confirmed or are close to happening in the past week in Premier Soccer League football.
Good day, Siaka here from East London. I'm backing Kaizer Chiefs to win against Free Stars, and simply because I believe they are a formidable side. They are capable of beating Free Stars because I believe they have a point to prove, having lost to the same side last year. In fact, this year, earlier this year. So I believe they have a point to prove. Firstly, they want to prove to their fans that they are now a team. But having lost to Bidvest on Wednesday, I believe it won't, on Tuesday rather, I believe it won't be easy. It won't be an easy one. But I believe if the coach can hear the voice of the listeners, I mean the voice of the fans, the supporters, I believe that if the whole team can gel together and work as a unit and also give the youngsters a chance to prove themselves, I believe that they have more than enough ammunition to do in the game. Castro is there, Billiard is there. Please want Mahlasela and Malongwane to be in the same team so as to be able to win the game.
We now joined on the line by SuperSport United's communications manager. Brian, thank you very much for joining us. How is the team looking ahead of the upcoming fixture?
Thanks for having us, Nguleko, and good afternoon to all your listeners. Everything is going well. We collected 3 points on Wednesday. Now all eyes are glued on Saturday's mouth-warming fixture against Orlando Pirates as defending champions. We obviously want to be the second team to lift it back-to-back. So everything is going well so far.
All right. Well, it doesn't get any easier. Orlando Pirates.
Definitely. Orlando Pirates and SuperSport have always pulled out major cards. They are playing some good football. 2 seasons ago, they finished in 11th position. Last season, they finished in a remarkable second position, and they're doing well in the league. So playing away from home is never going to be easy. But as I said, we want to defend our title, so it's going to be a wonderful encounter.
All right, and Coach Gaetano had a few changes up front. Fagrila K and James Keane as well started up front with Evans Rusike. Are there any injuries for the upcoming game?
Yes, we just have 2 injuries. The first one is Siyabonga Ndlapo, who hasn't actually featured this season. He got injured, unfortunately, during preseason. The second injury we have at the back was actually Morgan Gold. As you saw him, he came off the bench against AmaZulu on Wednesday, but he had a late fitness, he passed the fitness test on Wednesday, but he's looking 50-50 at the moment. But yeah, those are the only 2 injuries we have.
All right. Before I let you go, Kampane Lungu, what's your impression of him? I've just informed our listeners about him and his good statistics in Zambia. 22 assists, 16 goals. I mean, that's impressive. What's your impression of what you've seen from him?
Well, let me say he's a special talent. You know, it's never easy coming to another country and settling down. But he joined us during preseason, and he fit like a hand in a glove. He's very young. He's 19. He's only turning 20 next month. And like the fact that you said, actually spot on. He's a guy who can play on the wing. He can play up front. He's a great creator. He's got an exceptional amount of pace on him. And he's one guy who can find eye for goals. Settling in very well. We played on Wednesday. He came on as a sub against AmaZulu. So we might see him tomorrow. We'll see. You know, it's a big game, so I don't want to let all our secrets out. So.
All right, Brian, we thank you very much for giving us a short bit of your time. We really, really appreciate your thoughts.
Thank you so much. And I'd like to just ask all the fans to come in numbers at the Orlando Stadium and hopefully watch us sail all the way to the final. But first stop is Orlando Stadium. Thank you.
It seems I'm picking up for the Sandton AIDS. Obviously, Mamelodi Sundowns, Cabo Yellow, we're taking this one. And Kaizer Chiefs and now Pirates seem to struggle when playing Super Sports in cup matches. So for this one, I don't know, but I'm picking up Super Sports United. And the last one, I say Cape Town City.
Good day. My name is Akona Chiseka from Port Elizabeth. By the way, I'm supporting Orlando Pirates, but I foresee Kaizer Chiefs making a lot of problems for many teams, because if you check their squad, you check, okay, never mind the way they played at the moment, but check the potential there. Check how Piliat is playing. Check the role that Piliat is playing. It's different from the one that he was playing in Sundowns. Because now he's a go-getter. He have to take the ball and actually cut in. He's gonna play like Musona, that football Musona was playing. So Kaizer Chiefs is gonna upset a lot of teams. But obviously the Buccaneers are gonna take the top 8. Although maybe in the final you will find Kaizer Chiefs versus Orlando Pirates, but the Buccaneers will obviously take the cup. Because if you see the combination of the beast Mulenga and Shonga, you will find out that those guys are gonna upset a lot of teams. So yeah, thank you.
An exciting bunch of fixtures midweek in the EPSA Premiership, with two goals for me that are adding to the amount of goals that we've already had, who are nominees for goal of the season already after two game weeks. One by Lucky Boy Mukwena for Highlands Park, the first goal that Highlands Park scored in that game. And another one was Bidvest Wits's first goal against Kaizer Chiefs in their 3-1 win over Kaizer Chiefs. That was scored by Dion Hotto, who I had the pleasure of speaking to exactly after the game. And those goals, excellent technique, fantastic. Some would say some stroke of luck with Lucky Boy Mugwena, but it was an excellent goal. Beautiful, pleasing to the eye as well. Let's take a look now at the results from midweek. Highlands Park won 2-0, rather drew 2-0 against Black Leopards. They were winning for most of the game. They were 2-0 ahead until four minutes left, and then they conceded two goals and it ended 2-0 against Black Leopards. Super Sport United won 1-0 against AmaZulu. First win for coach Gaetano Tembo as the permanent head coach. Chippa United, unfortunately, with an own goal, lost to Orlando Pirates 1-0. Baroka 2-1, Matome Khwetyane and Mpoha Swane scoring there, and one goal being scored by Spelele Mthembu. But Cape Town City continues to lose against Baroka as well. Golden Arrows lost to Bloemfontein Celtic, and 2-0 to Bloemfontein Celtic. Free State Stars, another Free State side, also winning. Free State Stars winning 2-1 against Marisburg United. Very, very difficult spell that he's having, that is coach Fadlu Davids. And Polokwane City lost to Mamelodi Sundowns 2-0. Kaizer Chiefs lost as well to Bidvest Wits, like I mentioned, 3-1. Those were the results. And then taking a look at the MTN 8 fixtures, as you would have heard from the voice notes already, Mamelodi Sundowns are playing against Golden Arrows on Saturday at 3 p.m. Next game after that is Kaizer Chiefs hosting Free State Stars, a repeat of the Nedbank Cup semi-final, where there was a stampede and subsequently coach Steve Compella had to go and is now coaching Celtic. And then still on Saturday, Orlando Pirates are hosting Super Sport United. This is going to be a very difficult one for both sides. Orlando Pirates coming off a win, and also Super Sport United coming off a 1-0 win as well. The match will be played at 8:15. And the last one for the weekend in the MTN 8, Maritzburg United really desperately need to win. They are hosting Cape Town City at 3 p.m. And as usual, as always, from the bottom of my heart, massive gratitude and much thanks for listening. As always, I hope you enjoyed the show. Catch more of this next week. For now, it is goodbye from me.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.